Hello and welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. I just want to say first things first, thank you to all of my listeners. I have hit 1.5 thousand viewers on Apple, Spotify, Google, and many more platforms. Thank you so much. Now, let's dive in. Today, we're going to be talking about lying. The definition, for those who don't know, which is beyond me, is untrue statements and or not being honest. Today, we're going to be talking about dealing with liars in relationships. So, number one, you have to calm down and breathe. Understand that when you catch somebody in a lie, it makes you angry. You have to have self-control and just calm down, breathe, take a minute to yourself. Number two, assess the problem. You need to recognize when that person is lying to you. You need to know if it's a half-truth, which, for those who don't know what a half-truth is, adding a lie to the truth. Or not telling the truth all the way, which is still lying. Or you need to know if they're just actually lying flat out. Right? Number three, you need to look for the patterns in that person's lie. See if anything matches up, guys. Understand that there's always a pattern to anything. Four, see if they're getting pleasure from lying. Honestly, this is for the people that are dealing with compulsive and pathological liars. If you don't know what that is, it's compulsive and pathological liars are people who have the urge to lie about anything big or small, regardless of the situation. Okay. Number five, you need to confront that liar. I don't care who it is. It could be a family, it could be friends, it could be your girlfriend or boyfriend, wife or husband. It could be your kids. You need to speak to them, right? You need to let them know, hey, I caught you in this lie. Now, you can, not saying do this, you can write everything down and put the date and time of when they lied or you thought they lied and confront them about that as well. Honestly, women, we have this thing we like to do where when we're with somebody, we like to recognize when they lie to us, keep the date, time, even if it was like 30 years ago, we remember. For what reason? It's called holding a grudge. And if you don't speak on what's making you have that issue, you will hold it in. With that being said, number six, talk about it. Communication is key, okay? You need to talk it out. If it can be fixed, it can be fixed. If it can't, oh. Number seven, give them a chance to explain their lie. So, a lot of humans, I'm not going to give you a specific gender because it's everybody, they like to explain why they lied. So, it could be a goofy reason. If your kids lie to you, they can be like, oh, well, I lied because I didn't want to get in trouble, right? That's normal. If your spouse lies to you, you might want to hear it out. Why did you lie? You know what I mean? Just ask, why did you lie to me? If they don't give you an honest answer, then they're obviously a compulsive liar. So, number eight, see if it matches your truth. So if you find out that they lied to you and find out how, when, where, and why before they tell you, go to them with it. And if it matches up with what you have, then you can go back to step 7 and give them a chance to explain. If it doesn't match up, still go back to step 7 and give them a chance to explain. You can't jump the gun. And if you do, ooh, that's what you do. Number 9. Explain to them that they lost your trust. And if you're not the explaining type, which I don't know anybody that isn't, and you just cut people off automatically. Actually, I know a few people that aren't the explaining type, including myself. So, retract that. But if you're not the explaining type and you just cut people off the moment they lie, then that's your boundary. You have the right to do so. But if you're not that type of person, explain to them why they lost your trust. And if they can gain it back, explain how. And 10, you need to understand that you cannot change them. You can only change yourself, okay? You cannot change anybody at all whatsoever. And guys, I'm going to give you a little tip to remember, okay? Perception is in deception. A great person told me once that anything you perceive could be different from how they perceive. So if you go to your spouse and say, hey, I thought this was this or whatever, and they make it sound like you're crazy or whatever, it could be how they perceive it. Half truths, it can be how it's perceived. It's called lack of communication. But if they're just flat out lying to you, go through my 10 steps, assess the problem, look for the patterns, see if they're getting pleasure from it, confront the liar, talk about it, give them a chance to explain, see if it matches your truth, explain the loss of trust, and understand that you can't change them. Guess what? They're just liars. Get rid of them. Simple. With that being said, have a nice day, and I will catch you guys later.